We are back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. While kids today may be ahead of many adults in the technology realm as they grow up with all the latest gadgets, they're still faced with the difficult task of navigating the world of parents, teachers, and other grown-ups, which can often be hard for them to understand, just as it is for those of us who aren't children. But a new book written by Lansing area native Monty Montgomery gives them some really helpful insight. It's titled Kid Confidential, An Insider's Guide to Grown-ups, and Monty will be promoting the book at Schuler Books in the Meridian Mall in Okemos at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. But first, he stops by to chat here on 1320 WILS. Monty, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Now, you live in the Washington, D.C. area now, although this visit is a homecoming of a sort for you. Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm an Okemos native. I was actually born in Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, and I grew up in Okemos, went to Central School right down to the end of my street, and then Okemos Junior High, which then became Kinawa Middle School, and then Okemos High, and then Michigan State.
So let's begin with the fact, Monty, that you yourself don't have children, at least not at the moment. What compelled you to write this book?
Well, strangely enough, I think that not having kids actually is one of the reasons that I was able to write this book maybe than somebody, better able to write the book than somebody that did. I've got this sort of weird psychological theory that, like every kid, certainly me, I was excruciatingly aware of what was going on in life, you know, both good and bad. And some people remember that stuff better as they age than other ones. But people that have kids of their own need to, like, forget the bad parts, or else they'll either not have kids at all because it's, like, too traumatic to put anybody else through it. Or if they do have kids, they'll be unable to deliver the kind of tough love that you need to with a kid, like, you know, pull off a Band-Aid or take the kid to the doctor for a shot or something.
Hmm.
So because, you know, they have to, like, be desensitized to their own children or they can't be good parents. They stop thinking of kids and grown-ups as being part of the same species. So that makes kids start thinking the same way, and this split develops in between the two, and that's why I wrote the book. Because I never had any kids. My memory of my own, you know, thoughts and feelings from that era survive intact, except now that I'm grown up, I can make sense of them all. You know, I'm at the time I was a stupid, hypersensitive kid, and that understanding became the basis of this book.
So in your book, Kid Confidential, you take a lighthearted approach towards explaining our adult world to youngsters. You even spend a chapter actually giving the top secret info on what a grown-up is and how many of us are not really that different from children. What are you telling them?
Well, I wrote the book really for two reasons. The first, actually, if I could just read a couple lines from the book, it explains it a lot better than I could on the phone. This comes from page 3, and I wrote that the purpose of Kid Confidential is, to, number one, to serve as a useful guide for forward-thinking boys and girls who are hungry for information about their age-old foe, the mature adult, Humanus Giganticus, such as how to identify various types and subtypes, how they got that way, and why they act so ridiculous. And number two, to provide diabolical tactics and strategies that will help level the playing field and the time-honored, age-old struggle between you and them, because they have had the upper hand just about long enough. Hmm. In other words, I'm trying to give kids the information that they need to fight back against the people that kind of control them and have all the cards.
So what are the general types of adults that kids deal with? How do you break it down?
Well, I broke the book into three parts, sort of the way that you might write a book, like a guidebook about people that are going to Africa for the first time. The book starts with adults at home, adults at school, which is where you encounter a whole lot of them in the form of teachers and cafeteria workers and the principal when you misbehave and get sent to the principal's office. And then part three is adults in the wild doing the things that they do when kids are not around.
Well, what do you think generally when it comes to adults kids find most confusing?
Well, everything. I mean, adults are similar to kids, you know, in that they've got two arms and two legs and two eyes, and they still like to do some of the stuff they did when they were kids. But so much of it is mysterious, and I think that it's deliberate the way that adults try to use their own kind of language to try to keep kids in the dark, in the same way that maybe lawyers want to use lawyer language and doctors want to use doctor language. You know, knowledge is power, and adults try to keep that power in their own hands as long as possible. My attempt is to undo that, although not to the point where kids are going to be burning down the house or anything. It's actually a very, very safe book.
I'm talking to Monty Montgomery. He is the author of the new book, Kid Confidential, An Insider's Guide to Grownups. He will be at Schuler Books in Meridian Mall in Okemos tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. if you want to meet him and get a signed copy of the book. So let's talk about dealing with parents. Each kid, of course, has particular challenges as they deal with their own unique sets of parents. So what kind of insight do you give them to help them along the way?
Well, I pretty much approach the thing the way that I would advise somebody who started a new job, a new career, a new education or something, trying to bring them up to speed as quickly as possible in the tactics and the language and the terminology that the adults already use. So, for example, there's a little piece in the book about how to negotiate for an allowance, and I pretty much use the same tactics that I would use if I were trying to negotiate for a raise on an unpaid job. If you're a kid who gets an allowance for doing chores, you're essentially doing a job. And if you want a raise, you've got to negotiate it just as you would if you had a job in an office.
Hmm. Well, what about the school environments? I mean, a child is dealing with a teacher, but it's a whole group of kids taking on a single teacher typically in a classroom. What kind of insight do you give them in being more effective in the classroom?
It's a slightly different situation when you're in a school because, as you said, it's a bunch of people against one other person. And so, you know, you can use collective bargaining, for lack of a better term. You can kind of enlist the rest of the students on your side. You're not going to believe this, but when I was in third grade, I actually called a general strike among the rest of the third graders to try to get rid of this teacher. It was a terrible mistake because the one that we got instead was worse than the first one.
Well, no kidding. You actually took on the teacher directly.
It's amazing that I didn't get kicked out of that school. I think that they were so impressed at my organizational skills that they kept me in for like the rest of the year, but it was a close call for a minute. Mm. This was not in Okemos, by the way. It was in California, where teachers are easier to manipulate.
You know, one of the difficult things about trying to understand adults, certainly as a child, is viewing their relationships. Children many times experience divorce as they grow up, and that's probably one of the more confusing aspects. Do you address that in the book at all?
You know, it's funny. When I started, the original manuscript for this book was quite a bit longer than it ended up. I mean, I pitched it as a humor book right from the front, and I don't want to make this sound too serious with, you know, general strikes and mutiny and things. It's a very silly book, but it's based on truth, which all humor should be. I had an earlier chapter on what to do if you've got divorced parents, how to, you know, play them off against each other. But some of that stuff turned out to be a little too serious for my publisher, and they had me go a little bit friendlier. In fact, there were two entire chapters that were lifted clean out of the book because they were too adult. But I've got enough material left over after having edited this book down to its current size that I think I've got enough for a sequel.
You say the third portion of the book deals with adults in the wild. What kind of situations are you referring to?
Well, the fun part about the third section of the book, about writing it, was the similarities between kids and adults. I mean, there's an old saying that the difference between men and boys is the price of their toys. And, you know, that really is true across the board, except that instead of dollhouses, it's real houses. Instead of toy cars, it's real cars. But the benefits of having the best toys is the same whether you're, you know, 5 or 35. And I got to poke some fun at adults who, you know, go to so much trouble to try to appear really sophisticated and rich and swanky when, in fact, what they're really doing is playing cops and robbers or going down the highway of life with a toy car that happens to weigh 3,000 pounds.
You know, we hear so much about how this new generation of children are so pampered. There's this thing called attachment parenting. We have games in which there are no losers and movies that are basically engineered for their enjoyment. How would you compare the childhood you see in today's generation to your own?
Well, there is an entire chapter about that, actually, how my generation, which was left to just pretty much do whatever it wanted at all times. I mean, we would go out on like a Friday night, and sometimes we wouldn't even turn up until Sunday afternoon, you know, all dirty and bleeding and ready to go and do it again the next weekend. I think we sort of look back at how dangerous some of the things that we did were and to try to keep anything like that from happening to our own kids. So the kids of my generation now, I think in many cases really are over-pampered, you know, by their helicopter parents, they call them, because they're hovering overhead all the time. And it's a trade-off. I mean, yeah, the kids are less likely now to get run over by a train on the tracks out by Hewlett Road, where we used to hang out for weeks on end. They're safer now than they were then. But it comes at a price of being pampered and controlled and hovered over, and not being allowed to make the mistakes that I think can help them to become better and more interesting adults.
Finally, as adults, should we put you on trial for treason for writing this book, or are you giving all our secrets away?
We'll see what happens. I think that the worst thing that I suggest that people do is put a snake in under the sink in order to scare the babysitter off, but I didn't advocate any poisonous snakes. The book really is very good-natured, and I think that parents, if they take a look at it first, will see that there's almost nothing in there that they could really object to. I don't think that there are going to be injuries to life, limb, or property as a result. Best case scenario is kids and adults can understand each other a little bit better than they do now and have a few laughs along the way.
Monty Montgomery, he is the author of the new book, Kid Confidential, An Insider's Guide to Grownups. He will be at Schuler Books in Meridian Mall in Okemos, 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Monty, if somebody wants to find your book online or elsewhere, where can they find that?
It's on Amazon and any other kind of online book sales, Barnes & Noble, of course. There's an organization called Indie Books, indiebooks.org, if you want to buy it at an independent store, which Sure, in fact, is one of. And you can also see a little two-minute movie that I made about the book on YouTube, which is called Kid Confidential. And if any of you went to Okemos High School anytime between, say, 1968 and 1978, I hope you'll drop by and see how I look now that all my hair has fallen out.
You're also online at claireandmonty.com?
That's right.
Monty, thank you very much for joining us here on 1320 WILS this evening.
Thanks, Mike.
And we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.